Can you tell us about Dustin Byfuglien's status for tonight?
Yeah, he's playing. He's good.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, we had a pretty good idea after the game that, you know, by the time we got off the plane, that he was feeling real strong. So it was good news, but I think we were pretty confident that he'd be able to play tonight.
Rest of your roster, skating wise, look like?
Yeah, I think so. Well, we got a couple of game timers, but that's no different than any other time of the year. So should be in good shape. Got enough guys.
Will you go back with Hellebuck tonight?
Go back with one of the two.
Other than your voice, how's everybody's strength and energy?
You know, I hope a little bit tired. It's good. They should be. They played hard. It was a hard game. Lots of banging. But we played it at the right intensity level, you know, at that right compete level. Beyond that, that emotional commitment that we're talking about, right, it was good. So they should be dragging this morning, and then they get fired back up for tonight.
Can you bring that same level tonight, or do you have to play a different game knowing it won't?
No, you don't get that option. You got to play the same game, and that's our challenge. And we've done it over the year. We've done it, but I think they're looking forward to it. I think they appreciate what they did last night.
Not sure if gratifying or satisfying is the right word, but not a lot of times you've had games where your team has had more power plays than the other team. What did you like about maybe just the composure of it?
It might have been number 8, right? About the 8th time this year. Maybe 9, but I think it's 8. I don't have enough. I was just going to say something, but it wasn't true, you know. when you play with the focus and that mentality that we did, you're not going to be successful every night because you never are in the NHL. But you are far more less likely to get frustrated to the point you take a penalty that you can't. And I think they did. I think they took a bunch of those kind of penalties. And that's the second thing that wasn't going to be true. Anyway, so we played hard enough to frustrate the other team.
Tyler Myers, how's he doing for health-wise? He seemed like he was limping at the end of last game.
Yeah, that's pretty standard when you're blocking shots the way he did. We had a bunch of guys limping after the game, and they're all going to be good.
Late in the game, did he want to stay on, or was it? Because he seemed like he was lingering there at the end, like the last minute or so. Obviously, maybe.
Well, I think it's probably because we wouldn't let him near the bench for the last 5. Just kept squirting water, and he'd grab some on the way by. No, he's fine. He's good.
Did you see enough in the Ladd Ehlers Pearl combination that you're gonna stick with that?
Well, I saw enough in like Nick Ehlers' last 2 games have been as good as he's played all year. Frenchie's always been consistent. I do like that. Sometimes it's matchup on the road. And I also like Joel Armia's game. So when you get a guy playing like that, you want to try to get him more. But of that line, you don't want to break up because they've been so good. So some of it will be health. Some of it will be just back-to-back on the road. You're going to get a different kind of matchup. But, yeah, I did like them.
Have you seen from Nick the last 2 games? It seems like his creativity has really shown through.
It's all legs with him. When he's skating as well as he is the last 2 games, all those other things are they open up. You know, a guy like that just needs about 6 inches to a foot of ice to make a play, and his legs open that ice up for him, and he's been skating like the Buffs goal, the first goal. I mean, he created the play kind of off the rush, made a play, dive and play to keep the puck in. That was kind of the theme of our team last night. A very, very skilled man like that when he's playing at that high level, so much more opens for him.
We're talking about, you say he's used to playing 25, 30 minutes in Halifax, but that same 15, 25 minutes, or I said that 15 minutes he plays here feels the exact same way at the end of the game.
Well, there's a truth to that, and I would think that that might be the biggest challenge for a young player going from who just goes junior to the NHL. And it's true of any. They all are 25, 23, 25-minute guys on 26 shifts, you know, I mean, the pace is completely different, and they can stay out as long as they want, and they wait, right? You watch some of those, and it's smart, it's a smart thing he did, but you watch some of those junior games, he could wait 30, 40 seconds in a shift, and then just take off and have lots in the tank and beat somebody. Such a huge adjustment here, and that's all part of his first year learning.
Is there a primary focus at all when you look at Minnesota for the 4th time this year now?
When they get their transition game from their back end off the rush going, they've got some really good skills, and they make some really good seam plays and plays at your blue line that cause a confusion. That's the big one for us. We can't give up those odd man rushes, and you need to stay out of the box. Their power play overall may not be exciting, but it's really, really good at home.